CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
What started off as a hot sauce addiction for Patrick Michaelishan turned into a new local favorite. So Patrick, can you tell us a little bit about why and how you started making 1882 fruit-based hot sauce and what it takes to make the hot sauce?
I got into hot sauces this past summer pretty intensely, and then I quit my job. And I figured it would be cheaper to start making it on my own. So I looked up a basic pepper recipe and then kind of flipped it on its head. Because a friend of mine came over one time and he saw all the boxes over there. And he said, remember when I came over and you were just sitting in front of like a little soup pot? Friends would come over for pizza or burgers or whatever. And they just start slathering the stuff on and telling me that if I were to bottle it, then they would buy it. I bought my first round of bottles to actually bottle everything last week of September. And then I got the three flavors bottled up and I just put out a status on Facebook saying, I have these three hot sauces. I'm trying something new. If you're interested, this is how much they are. Those went within a day. So from start to finish, if I had no downtime, it would probably take about 5-6 hours to get a batch of 200 to 250 bottles done.
1882 fruit-based hot sauce will be at the farmers markets on February 11th at the Via Rail Station and on February 15th at City Place.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.